spending more than you have to. Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Angels baseball is less than 5 hours away here on Angels Radio, AM 830, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management.
Hi, this is Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota, and if you're looking for an easy, hassle-free way to buy a car, South Bay Toyota is the place for you. Simply pick the vehicle of your choice, receive your price up front, and you're driving home. It's that easy at South Bay Toyota, located at the 405 Freeway and Western Avenue.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24-7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-448-6455. Mention Thoroughbred LA Radio and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse, with thrilling thoroughbred racing action and the best of quarter horse racing. Plus night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours, and our $10,000 pick six promo. We'll add $10,000 into the pick six pool on Sunday if there's not a carryover. Our first major futurity of the season is set for Mother's Day, Sunday, May 12th. It's the running of a Grade 2 Robert Adair Kindergarten Futurity, led by fastest qualifier Fear and Fridays, and top contenders My Bud, Cedar Hill, and Zoomin' On Home. Plus trainer Jaime Gomez will go after his record ninth kindergarten win with Play Misty and Exploiter. It's the running of the Kindergarten Futurity on Sunday, May 12th. Reserve a table in the beautiful and plush Vessels Club. Call 714-820-2681. And don't forget about Burgard Sports Bar, our newest wagering room with more than 60 HDTVs and a full bar. We're all about the horse players. The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Lottery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Wilman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by World Class Racing at Spectacular Santa Anita, now through June 16th. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HaluAlohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By the Ragazin Sheets, get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragazin Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, and free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Legacy Ranch, where stands the Red Hot Sire, Clubhouse Ride, and Straight Fire. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. By Endeavor Farm, owned by Mark Sakalakis in Versailles, Kentucky. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Wilman.
Thank you and a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us. Thoroughbred Los Angeles, 6 days in front of the Middle Jewel in Racing's Triple Crown, the Preakness Stakes, this coming Saturday at Pimlico Racecourse near Baltimore, Maryland, of course. And big news just a couple of days ago, trainer Kenny McPeak announcing that the upset Derby winner, Mystic Dan, he's going to head to Pimlico, and that should be quite a show. Apparently, we're anticipating a field of about 10 at a mile and 3/16, and Bob Baffert will very much be there. Muth, of course, denied the opportunity to participate in the Kentucky Derby, a fresh horse, and he just might be the favorite. We will have Brad Free of Daily Racing Form joining us top of the next hour to talk about that. And also, Dwayne Lucas is going to be at Pimlico, and he saddled the winner of the Grade 2 Pat Day Mile on Derby Day, Seize the Gray for My Racehorse, and it's all systems go for them. So it should be a heck of a show at Pimlico. Looking forward to it very much. Looking forward to getting Jonathan Hardoon's thoughts on the Middle Jewel in Racing's Triple Crown and so much more. We say hello to him right now, I believe, in upstate New York. John, good morning. How are you?
Good, Mike. How are you?
Doing well. Doing well. Exciting time of the year. And, you know, again, the numbers for the Derby, the ratings on NBC apparently were the best they've been going back to like 1989. And I keep saying this, despite all the incoming that this game has taken, and in particular out here, you know, in Southern California, I was right in the middle of it. This game is incredibly popular. What we need are full fields, competitive, safe racing, and the game endures very, very much so. I thought the numbers on balance were incredibly gratifying for Kentucky Derby 150.
It really was amazing, Mike. All the interest, you know, I was in Vegas, and every show we did and all the crowds were amazing. I mean, yeah, the amount of interest in this year's Derby. And I really don't even know why. It wasn't like there was some superstar horse or some, you know, interesting story or something that attracted everybody. It was just the race itself. And that's certainly healthy for the game because they need it. And you're right. unfortunately, not enough of these big days, but when they come, you have to take advantage of them, and the Derby was really something special. 157,000 people were there.
Yep.
They set every record as far as betting was concerned. So you're right. All the doomers and the people that want to bash the game, well, guess what? They showed life on Derby Day.
What a difference a year makes, John. I don't know how many people remember because we're all caught up in the now, the moment. But a year ago, we weren't at Churchill Downs. We were down the road at Ellis Park, if you recall, John. you know, because of all the problems they were having with injuries, fatalities, everything else, they had a super week, a clean week back there. As I said last week, the game needed it. Just very gratifying. I did some work this past week out at the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. They had a huge Derby day out there in 2023, way up over 22, and it was just about a dead heat, I'm told, for this year's Derby. You know, a week ago yesterday, they were down a grand total of $6,000, which to me, that's flat. So encouraging numbers all around, no question about it.
You know, it was great, Mike. They had a ton of rain. The track was safe, no problems, nothing on TV, nothing for people to complain about, and all the haters in the game, well, they left with their tail between their legs. And an amazing job, really, their turf course. They invested so much money in that turf course a couple of years ago. Last year, a total disaster, if you remember. Most of the turf courses were taken off. This year, they got a ton of rain, and the turf course, not even a divot coming up if you watch the races. It was really turned out to be an amazing turf course. And again, really great racing and some terrific performances.
There was definitely some complaining about the way the Derby was officiated, though. And I know we touched on it last week, but we got to revisit it a little bit because the Churchill Stewards had Tyler Gaffalione in. He was on the second place finisher, Sierra Leone, beaten the nose by Mystic Dan. Sierra Leone bested a Japanese horse by the name of Forever Young by a nose, a very, very roughly run stretch between the second and third place finishers, and a whole lot of people thought that the inquiry sign should have gone up. I had a vested interest in Sierra Leone, and I thought he ran an amazing race, as did the Japanese horse, and people I respect, having gone over the video, John, I want to get your thoughts. They are of the opinion that Forever Young ran the best race of any of the three. The Japanese rider did not claim foul, but to me, that the onus should not be upon the rider. You know, I bet on Sierra Leone, but I'll say this, John. I think if he wins, the inquiry sign does go up, and I think there's a very good likelihood he could have come down. I don't know if he should have. I still get back to this, as I said last week. I still kind of thought maybe Forever Young initiated the contact at the top of the lane, but I don't know that to be true. If he did, then it's kind of, well, whatever's going to happen from there on, it's 50-50. But the inquiry should have gone up. They fined Gaffalione $2,500. I don't know why. The jock did everything he could. This horse, as I said last week, he's a big horse. I labeled him a beast, and I do that with the utmost respect. He was doing everything he could to keep him straight. They're in the heat of battle. I don't think he should have got fined. I think they should have put the sign up, John. That's just my opinion.
The first thing they have to do, Mike, is drop the flag. Just because you put up an inquiry, it doesn't mean you're taking a horse down.
That's right.
But you have millions of people watching this and people that know what they're looking at. First of all, if that's a Thursday afternoon at Churchill and it's the fifth race, that horse comes down without a question of a doubt, in my opinion. And there was certainly, it looked like roller derby coming down the stretch. They started in the 10 path. They ended up in the four path.
Yeah.
So somebody had to come in, and we know who it was.
Yeah.
And to find Gaffalione $2,500, he did everything in his power.
I thought so, yeah.
In his power to keep the horse straight. If he just doesn't give a damn, they would have all gone over the rail, believe me. And the difference between second and third, you got a million for second, 500,000 for third. I'm sure the owner will pick up that $2,500.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So that was the... That was a $500,000 nose. So
and John Lindo yesterday here on Thoroughbred LA had the number on the amount of money bet in the exactas in the Kentucky Derby. I mean, players, there's a lot up for grabs. I know there's a lot of pressure on the stewards, And before Maximum Security, it was basically a no-holds-barred type of race. You do what you can do to win. But, you know, they did take Maximum Security down. I think the sign should have gone up. I'll go that far, and that's it.
They have to drop the flag, Mike. Yeah. You have to look at it. Even if you don't take the horse down, you still have to look at it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, everybody saw it. It wasn't like it happened on the back stretch or something.
Right.
When nobody, this was right in front of everybody. Everybody saw what went down. Not only that, you had three noses on the wire. You're going to tell me all that bumping didn't cost the Forever Young a position?
Yep.
Well, I think it did.
You're right, right. Now, listen, we need a little levity. One race we didn't talk about much at all last week was the Grade 2 Pat Day Mile. And I thought Doug O'Neill's horse, Vallejos, ran a huge race. The fractions were just too quick. There's no way you can survive a 44 and change half. And he paid the price. You know, he got late there, the final 16th of a mile. The winner from off the pace, a great ride by a young jock. Hasn't even been riding a full 2 years. 25-year-old Puerto Rican native by the name of Jamie Torres. We've got some sound, John, courtesy of the Kentucky HBPA. And the one and only Dwayne Lucas addressed Jamie Torres' ride in the aftermath of last Saturday, a week ago yesterday, the Grade 2 Pat Day Mile Derby Day at Churchill Downs.
He wrote it right to the letter. And I love it that we gave a young guy a chance like that. He got an ass chewing the other day from me, so he got back in my good graces.
John, the coach is still the coach.
The coach was giving a halftime speech there, Mike, in the locker room.
Yeah.
Gave him an ass to him.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, I'll never forget the Pacific Classic draw the year that Best Pal won it. That might have been like 1990. Dwayne had two in there, Twilight Agenda and Farm Away. He took Lafitte off one of those two horses. It might have been Farm Away, and put DeSormo on. He was asked about it at the draw. And Dwayne said, well, you know, we feel these riders, I wish Frank Miramati was here to do the imitation. These riders are interchangeable, and, you know, we like to go for the guy hitting those line drives up the gap and hitting the three-pointers and so on. And so that change was made. And anyway, so Farm Away presses Twilight Agenda, maybe a little bit early. Hey, both guys are riding to win. Best Pal certainly benefits from it. Guy by the name of Bob Meldahl had Lafitte. Of course, he was not happy about being taken off the horse. The next morning in the stable area at Del Mar, he goes up to Dwayne. He says, hey, Wayne, looks like maybe that jock misread the 24-second clock there a little bit, huh? To put it mildly, the coach wasn't too happy about that. But the guy is, he's the gift that keeps giving, really. He does in so many ways, Dwayne Lucas.
It's amazing, and he's still there every morning.
Yep.
I think he's 88 now, Mike, and
yep.
He's playing with a full deck, and it just shows you this game keeps you young in a lot of ways.
No doubt. No question about it. And they'll have some fun with Baffert back in the mix and everything else up there leading into the Preakness. You can bet on that. I'm glad that Dwayne's there with Seize the Gray, winner of the Pat Day Mile. All right, I understand it's a little – go ahead.
By the way, Mike, he's also in the Preakness with Just Steele, and he went and made the jockey change.
Yeah.
He took his son off. He's putting Joel Rosario on, so I guess they made a change at halftime.
Yeah. So he's got two in there, and again, he gave Keith Asmussen a big opportunity in the Derby. And what a start that kid's off to in his career. Of course, it's kind of nice to be first call for your dad, whose name's Steve Asmussen, you know. But
yeah, and unfortunately, you can't ride with a bug because he's just too big. He's like 5'10 and still growing. But
right.
He might as well take advantage of it now. And it comes from, listen, the bloodlines are there.
John, we all know Cash Asmussen rode. He was a great rider. I remember him when he had the bug at Santa Anita. And then he went to Europe and did very, very well. I did not realize or remember that Steve actually rode races. You look at him now, he looks like a mountain man. But Ray Sabil told me he remembered being in the hot box with him, and he said Steve was just literally killing himself, making weight, you know. But it was something that he wanted to do. But I didn't realize that till I talked to Ray, John.
Yeah, he was a rider early on. I guess Baffert was also. So, you know,
yeah.
It's amazing they turn trainers after they just get too big. Wesley Ward was a jockey too.
Oh yeah, I remember that well. Yeah. But and then Mother Nature takes over and forget about it. All right, I understand it's a little bit wet there at Aqueduct today. What's going on?
Yeah, it rained all night. The races, with the exception of the stake, the eighth race, all come off the turf. The eighth race remains on the grass. And for radio, hour number one, we're going to look at the ninth race today, which was scheduled for the turf, comes off the grass, but still eight horses left after all the late scratches. And I like the number five horse in here, Air Force Cross. This is a three-year-old gelding from the Mike Maker barn. Louis Saez climbs aboard today, has a race at a mile, and this race will be run out a mile on the main track. He was listed at 8-1 for the turf. He'll probably be shorter than that on the main track. But number five, Air Force Cross, should run a big one in today's ninth and final out at Belmont Park.
Okay, terrific. And, John, tell us about the website, jonhardwon.com.
Three best plays, $10, full card, $25. Today we have Belmont, Santa Anita, and Churchill selections.
Okay, stand by, if you will, John. We're trying to reach Andrew Arthur at Santa Anita. Hopefully we can get him in a moment or two. But, you know, obviously you look at Santa Anita right now, and this week's been tough. The fields are short. There's no denying that. The feature today is the Lazaro Barrera, three-year-olds at 7/8. And we've got four in here, including a New York bred, trained by Mark Glad, who got a 97 buyer last time out, kind of unheard of. But there's a lot of reasons for it. You've got the hangover from Fire and Big Shots on Derby weekend. Everybody around the country did it. And then, John, let's face it, we've got this lingering inventory problem. I was so glad to see that Del Mar was able to get the ship and win situation back in place. And they've also got a new thing now, a maiden dirt bonus. And it's restricted to trainers with less than 85 stalls. And we all know that. That's kind of code for keeping a couple super trainers out of it. So it opens it up a little bit. We're having so much trouble filling races on the dirt, John.
Listen, they're trying to do everything they possibly can. David Jerkins was on yesterday with Bob and John. And, you know, he said even horses that are shifting now could shift there. I heard it like in the background. I wasn't paying attention, to be honest with you. But it sounds like they're just giving everybody every opportunity to please enter, to please run.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we're going to help you the best we can. And more than that, you can't ask for.
No question about it. Looking forward to, you know, certainly the Del Mar summer season, as we always do. It'll be here before we know it. But before we go there, we've got three weekends at Los Alamitos. John, once again, reiterate your play at Aqueduct, then we'll move on and we'll talk to you in hour two.
Okay, it's the ninth and final, Mike, and it is...
number five.
Number five, Air Force Cross. By the way, Mike, what a terrific finish in yesterday's Santa Barbara.
No, it wasn't. I needed Duvet Day.
I called Duvet Day, and I needed Duvet Day, and I watched it four times, and I still called
I know. Day. I'm watching it live. I'm going, man, we got the money. And then you start watching the various replays, ground level, and you're going, oh, whoa, here, this thing's going to get close. Yeah, and it got close the wrong way, you know. But I like Kevin Modesti. You probably don't see his stuff, but he's covering racing again for the Southern California News Group, and he addressed the diminutive size of the winner, Musical Rhapsody. And Phil D'Amato said, yeah, she's so small, you can fit her in between anything. And Mike Smith said, and I think he's so right, he said, I might have moved a little too soon. She's the kind of filly that likes to have a target, but sometimes, when you know, you got to go. And it almost, I mean, it was a great stretch run. It really was. But apparently she's like 840 pounds, something like that.
Yeah, and I have to tell you, Mike Smith gave that horse an unbelievable ride. He never left the wood until
right.
The top of the stretch when he angled out, and it took that ride to beat us, and he beat us.
Yep.
I guess.
I talked to Frank Miramonte last night, I'll admit, and he middled it, but he was thinking the same thing we were. But like Frank says, on the grass, it's really tough to take a stand as an announcer. You just really shouldn't do it when it's close.
It sounded like he was leaning towards Duvet Day. You know, that's just the impression I got, because usually he'll say it's a photo between, and he'll tell you the horse he thinks won first.
Yeah.
And I pay attention to that because he's right 99 out of 100.
I know.
Times.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, good stuff, John. Thank you so much. And D. Wayne's going to make an appearance in hour two, so stay tuned, okay?
I'm sure he will. Thanks.
Encore performance. Appreciate it very much. Jonathan Hardin of the Rags and Sheets. And as advertised, now we're going to be hooking up with Santa Anita's Senior Director of Marketing, Andrew Arthur. Andrew, good morning. Thought we had him.
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
Andrew, now, buddy, you got to hit the mark here a little bit. You're new to this, I know, but let's get going, pal.
All right, how you doing, Mike? all good here. We're excited to celebrate Mother's here at the Great Race Place. Expecting a good crowd.
Yeah.
Most of the areas are sold out, and we're excited to celebrate all the moms around the world.
Okay, before we get into a couple of specific areas where maybe you have some avails, Andrew, if you can, kind of recap Derby Day at Santa Anita. Did you meet expectations? Obviously, the ratings were off the chart. Churchill, it was a great Derby, but how are things out here?
Good news out here as well. We were able to grow the crowd. We've been working hard to rebuild that Kentucky Derby crowd out here, and we had a nice crowd on hand, over 17,000 on site, wagering, having a great time, had a fashion contest. We had the Mid-Milwaukee Rumble, Family Fun Zone, Vintage Motorcycle Show, barbecue trackside, and everybody was having a great time betting on the Derby. And it's great to see that Churchill had such a great handle day, over 200 million bet on the Kentucky Derby, which shows the good health of the industry.
No question.
Good, making a turning point, hopefully, and that hopefully that we can ride the wave out here in California as well. So, great Derby, and continuing to build out a big day every first Saturday in May.
Andrew, we are in the midst of the Hollywood at Santa Anita meet, runs through Sunday, June 16. You mentioned the Family Fun Zone. What can folks look forward to? The infield is open now each and every weekend.
That's right. That's right, Mike. And we're gearing up for Memorial Weekend, Gold Cup Weekend, we're calling it, with the Memorial Carnival coming back to town. Carnival rides, carnival food. We're bringing the Smorgasbord Barbecue Invitational out to the infield, music, fun, and, of course, the horses run around you. And then every Saturday and Sunday, we invite families to come out, have a good picnic. It's $5 for adults, free for kids. And then we have our Family Fun Zone, bouncers, pony rides, arts and crafts, something for the kids to do while mom and dad bet on the ponies.
Yeah, hopefully with both hands. The betting part. I'm kidding.
Oh, exactly.
Andrew, it's Mother's Day.
And next weekend as well, Mike, we have our shrimp boil trackside where fans can enjoy a shrimp boil and enjoy the Preakness Stakes. That shrimp boil is both Saturday and Sunday, and, of course, the Preakness is on Saturday. Looks like the Preakness is going to be a good one. We're excited that Mystic Dan is going for the Triple Crown. So, and then, obviously, Baffert has a couple in there as well, so we'll be rooting home the hometown heroes and enjoying a big day of racing on Preakness Day as well.
Andrew, next Saturday's Preakness Day, gates open 8 a.m. Is that it?
7:15 a.m. Yep.
7:15.
Got that early 7:30 post over there in Pimlico, so you can get in the action early if that's what you desire.
Yeah. A very special day everywhere, obviously. It's Mother's Day, and, boy, I worked a lot of them at Hollywood Park, and it's just a great day for families. Take mom out to the races. You know, my mom's gone now, and you talk to anybody, and that hurt, that void never really goes away. Time does heal all, but, boy, I tell you what, if I could take my mom to the races today, I'd give just about any amount of money. What is available in terms of reservations today at Santa Anita?
Well, we're pretty close to sold out. I believe there's some box seat inventory still available. You can reserve a box seat in the Lowe's box seats, but most of the restaurants are sold out. And of course, that family fun zone, plenty of space out there if you want to do a picnic out there and bring the kids. It's a great opportunity if you have some younger kids to enjoy it out in the infield too. And it's cost effective, and that's a great way to spend a Sunday afternoon as well with mom.
Yeah, 17 and under in free. When we were in high school, it was find a dad in line. Hey, would you mind? Okay, pop, and you get in free. So. Statute of limitations is long since passed, as you know, Andrew. Anyway, hey, Andrew, thank you so much, and wishing everybody all the best for the Preakness. Of course, Friday is going to be a big day, but Friday, Saturday, the middle jewel in racing's Triple Crown. We got Lucas, we got Baffert, we got Kenny McPeak with the Derby winner. Should be a lot of fun.
Absolutely, and happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. And we'll see you after the races.
Okay, take care, Andrew.
Take care, Mike.
Yeah, appreciate it very much. We're going to step aside and come back strong with John Lindo. Just take a couple of minutes off here. They got a big, big race tonight at Los Alamitos. Named in honor, really, one of the all-time greats, jockey Bobby Adair. It's the Kindergarten Futurity. Millie Ball, Toby Terrell toward the top of the hour. And again, Brad Free of Daily Racing Form going to be joining us top of the next hour. This is Thoroughbred LA.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Here at David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange, we are here to help. We're open for sales and service, and with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, we are ready to assist you. And remember, you can get into that brand new Ford that you've always wanted without leaving the comfort of your home. Visit us at VillaFord.com to buy or lease your next car with great upfront pricing and a 100% online experience. Great financing and big retail enhancements on Ford Fusion and all popular Ford SUVs are available now. Check our website for tremendous pricing and financing on all Ford products, including America's best-selling vehicle, the F-150 pickup truck. David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange. Call or click today at 714-509-5615. Or visit us at Villa Ford of Orange.
Fans, today is a great day to come out to Santa Anita Park. We've got live racing, and the feature race today is the Lázaro Barrera Stakes. But today, of course, it's all about mom. It's Mother's Day. Along with trackside dining and a party in the chandelier room, we will have a very special Mother's Day buffet in our Front Runner restaurant. Treat mom to a spectacular day of live racing accompanied by delicious food, as the gorgeous vistas of the San Gabriel Mountains will be your backdrop. Our infield will also be jumping as well with our Family Fun Zone, featuring pony rides, carnival games, inflatable bounce houses, and more. Four packs and starter packs are great values and available online at santanita.com/events. The top jockeys, the top trainers, a very special race for mom and the whole family, plus fantastic entertainment are right here at the great race place, Santa Anita Park.
From Golden Gate to Santa Anita to Del Mar, and everywhere racing is conducted in California, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere, and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
And welcome back. Hour one, Thurman, Los Angeles. My thanks to Mr. Jake Rich inside here. By the way, he pulled that sound off the internet of the coach, Dwayne Lucas. Great job, and we'll revisit that as noted in hour two. Listen, congratulations to Pete, Nevlin, Perella, everybody at Legacy Ranch, their big gun clubhouse ride. Yet another winner at Santa Anita yesterday. That's right. Winner of the first race, Handsome Red, maiden special with a purse of $54,000. Juan Hernandez and Craig Lewis teaming up here. Handsome Red, bike clubhouse ride out of an unusual heat mare. Returned $7.20 to win. Folks, get up to Legacy Ranch. Go to their website. Obviously, that's much easier. They're in Clements, California. Get a hold of farm manager Terry Knight. They stand not only clubhouse ride, but the impeccably bred and precocious straight fire. Let Legacy Ranch take you from the breeding shed to the winner's circle. Give farm manager Terry Knight a call at 510-928-4989. We go down to Carlsbad right now. Say hello to John Lindo. Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning, Michael. How you doing?
Good. I had the number written down that you cited yesterday, the amount of money bet in the exacta pools at Churchill Downs on Kentucky Derby Day. What was that number?
The exacta wagering in the Derby was over $26 million.
Wow.
So when you come down to that nose, you know, for second place and no inquiry and everything else, I mean, not only was it a lot of money to the owners, but it was a lot of money to the horse players, too.
Yeah.
So, you know, based on all the perception rules and protocols we have going on now, they should at least light the inquiry sign and let the wagering public know, hey, we're taking a look at this for you. Don't worry. And whatever the decision is going to be is going to be. But
yeah,
let them know you're looking at it.
And the onus shouldn't be on the jock. I mean,
no.
You know, to me, put it up. You know, and if you're worried about TV time, and I get it, that's a big, big concern on a day like that. We'll put it up right away. Everybody saw it. You know, you could have that thing sorted out by the time they turn around to come back.
Well, absolutely. Well, again, they've got a job to do. Just do the job. I mean, everything else went so smoothly Derby week at Churchill Downs. It was a really smooth, well-run week. And then I thought the stewards kind of dropped the ball on the big race.
John, the Preakness looking pretty good, huh?
Yeah, it looks like we're going to get 10. And just a little while ago, Brad Cox confirmed that Catching Freedom, who was fourth in the Derby, will run.
Good.
He was on the fence, but he will go in the Preakness when they enter on Monday.
John, I've never been there, but everybody I've ever talked to that has gone and not just ran in the Preakness, but ran there at Pimlico Preakness Week. They just, to a person, they say you're never going to be treated better in this game of thoroughbred horse racing. They roll out the red carpet. They're so appreciative of everybody participating. It's a great time.
It really is. I got out there for American Pharoah's Preakness win, and it poured right before the race. But I tell you, the things you have going on during the week, you have the Inner Harbor out there. For years, the Angels were out at Baltimore at that time of year. You could go catch an Angels-Baltimore baseball game. So yeah. It worked out pretty good all the way around. But you get treated well. It's a fun place to get out there. And they show up and they have some fun out there, that's for sure.
John, I'll say this. The closest I ever came to attending the Preakness was in a vicarious sense. My twin brother, David, happens to be a Pulitzer Prize-winning investigative reporter at that time with the L.A. Times. He went to the 89 Derby, and Charlie Whittingham thought he was me. And Sunday Silence won. He invited my brother back to the barn after the race, so he went.
that's great. Well, you were there in a way you were there.
Yeah, he went, so that was great, and that was the kind of guy Charlie was too. Anyway, let's kind of get to it. What do you guys have on tap for the show next Saturday, Preakness Day?
Well, obviously the Preakness card will already be underway when we get on board at 9 o'clock next Saturday. So we'll update all the changes, whatever's going on, and. You know there will be news breaking during the week about what's going on out there, and Baltimore is supposed to have some weather Wednesday, Thursday, so we'll see how the weather holds up going into Preakness week. But with all the stakes races on Friday and Saturday, there'll be a lot to talk about, and there's some other wagering around the country, including Santa Anita, too.
Okay, we got 9 races today. Everybody can see we got short fields, but I'll tell you who else is a little bit light today. It's a place called Churchill Downs. Look at their card early on. And they kind of got the same thing going on, and horses are scattering, heading to New York and everything else. So they're a little bit light at Churchill as well.
You know, it's not just a California problem. You look around the nation, especially on the weekdays, too. You get some pretty light cards at times. And the horse population around the nation is down. That's why there's such a demand, and everybody's pulling, trying to get all those other horses. And now we have Monmouth opening up. You have some of the summer racetracks opening up. So there'll be a shifting, and it's important to try and get the guys that you can to participate on your circuit.
John, can we make some money today in Arcadia?
Let's go down to the 9th and final, Mike. In the 9th race today, it's 5-furlong maiden race on the turf. You don't see that very often. I think number 7, Don't Hit Me Bash, will like this 5-furlong trip. Was making a mid-race move going 6 furlongs in January when he just got shut off and lost all his momentum. There's a lot of bad speed in here, and I think if he can sit right behind the speed, he might be able to outkick the other horses turning for home. 6-1 on the program, number 7, Don't Hit Me Bash, race number 9, Santa Anita.
Okay, Mario Gutierrez for Ed Freeman, who trains for the Redhams, Redham Racing LLC. John Lindo says it's number 7, Don't Hit Me Bash. And got a nice note from Steve Johnson up at the South Point. A lot going on up there, and he says the rooms are filling quick for the Preakness. John, give him that toll-free number to call Steve, see if they can get a horse player right there at the South Point.
Phone number at the South Point, 866-780-7223. Ask for Steve Johnson. And besides the Preakness, you've got the Belmont in a few weeks, so find out how you can get a horse player rate and get set up out there. Always a good time at the South Point.
No question about it. And he also says, hey, we're going to start taking Australian racing this Friday, and actually, yeah, Friday and Saturday, beginning May 17th. So I know a lot of people, when they're in Vegas, you want some action. And they've got full fields. And, hey, a lot of people, they love that when they're up there.
You're up anyway. You might as well play the races in the middle of the night, right? Why not?
Yeah. And he also says, get ready for the PGA Championship. They got all bases covered. They got odds up and matchups, head-to-head, everything else. Folks, get into the South Point. Say hello to Steve Johnson, Dan Sanchez. They really treat you right there at the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. John Lindo, thank you. Have a great day.
You got it, Mike. Good luck today.
You bet. We are at the Big A in Anaheim. We're going to cruise down Cotella right now. Say hello to Orlando Gutierrez, who heads up the publicity efforts there. And a big, big feature race today. It's the 9th and final. It's the Robert A. Dare Kindergarten Futurity, $256,000 up for grabs. Orlando, good morning. I know you're looking forward to the A-Dare tonight.
Absolutely, Mike. Good morning. Yeah, 10-horse field in the kindergarten. I've been at Los Alamitos now for over 30 years, and this is as contentious a field in the kindergarten I can remember. Just about every single one of these horses could easily win this race. And, of course, you have to look at trainer Jaime Gomez, who's dominated the kindergarten over the years. He'll be looking for his 9th victory in this race. He's got a couple of really nice runners, including number 10, Plate Misty, for Dutch Masters 3. A winner in her trial, looked really, really good. Came on really strong at the end of that race. She'll be drawn from the outside post, Plate Misty, and she's a filly. There's 3 fillies here, and the fillies have won this race each of the past 4 years here at Los Alamitos. You got to back to 2019 since the last boy that won this race. Monte Rosa, who's actually won the last 3 runnings in this one, he's got a couple of boys, so he'll have a chance to maybe change the tide of the fillies dominating in the kindergarten. He's gonna saddle number 7, Hey Whoa, and he's 8-1 on the morning line, and also the fastest qualifier, number 2, Fear and Fridays, who's 7-2 on the morning line. So a really, really good running of the kindergarten Futurity, the Bobby Adair Kindergarten Futurity, named of course after one of the greatest jockeys in American quarter horse racing history.
Got to meet him one night down there, and I had heard so much about him. Apparently, he really was something special. Bobby Adair, the late Bobby Adair. Jaime Gomez with 2 of them. They're both fillies in here, and he's going to try and win a record 9th Kindergarten Futurity tonight. Looks like he's got his best shot on the far outside, the Clint Eastwood play. Play Misty. Number 10, 4-1 on Ed Burghardt's morning line.
Yeah, absolutely. And a top jockey, Eduardo Nicasio. When the money's on the line, you can't do any better than Eduardo Nicasio. Mm-hmm. He's been riding a lot of runners for Jaime Gomez, winning a lot of races for him this year. And like you mentioned, Bobby Adair, just a great one. Let me tell you one stat about Bobby Adair. Not only did he win the kindergarten twice, but he also, 4 times, but he also won the champion of champions twice. Now, you would think Bobby Adair, the big name, you know, he would have run and won this race with favorites. No, he won it twice. Both of them paid $40 in the champion of champions.
Wow.
I remember John Cooper saying that he was really sick the day before the 1979 running. He got on a horse, a 22-1 long shot, Mr. Dodi Bar, and got the victory. And at the time, that was the biggest upset in the champion of champions.
Interesting, interesting. All right, 9 of them. You guys get underway at 6:10. Where's your best bet for radio, Orlando?
I'm going to go to race number 8 in a tough luck horse by the name of Tough Brother, making his first start as a 3-year-old. He's the number 5 horse in here at 8-1 for Monte Rosa, but he's coming off of a really good workout. I mean, he looked tremendous in the morning works, just haven't been able to put it together in his first 3 starts as a 2-year-old. The best race he ever ran was as a first-time gelding. He ran 3rd, then came back in the 2 million trials and just had a very, very rough race, never got going. But now he puts this really nice work, a long layoff, and I think, that if you can put it all together, he's definitely good enough from a breeding standpoint to finally get a victory. I'll go with the 5, Tough Brother, at a nice price, 8-1 in race number 8.
And post time for race 8 is 9:02 Pacific. And then the big one, the $256,000 Robert Adair Kindergarten Futurity. That'll go at 9:26. I'll be tuned in on FanDuel. Orlando, thank you so much, and have a great night there at Los Alamitos.
Thanks so much, Mike. Talk to you soon.
You bet. We'll step aside. Coming back very strong. Final segment, Hour 1, Millie Ball from XBTV and Toby Terrell, a nice winner on air last week. They got pounded in the wagering. And again, Brad Free from Daily Racing Forum got a lot to talk about. Top of the next hour. This is Thoroughbred Los Angeles on the home of the Angels, AM 830 and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange.
Fans, today is a great day to come out to Santa Anita Park. We've got live racing, and the feature race today is the Lazaro Barrera Stakes. But today, of course, it's all about Mom. It's Mother's Day. Along with trackside dining and a party in the chandelier room, we will have a very special Mother's Day buffet in our Front Runner restaurant. Treat Mom to a spectacular day of live racing accompanied by delicious food, as the gorgeous vistas of the San Gabriel Mountains will be your backdrop. Our infield will also be jumping as well with our Family Fun Zone, featuring pony rides, carnival games, inflatable bounce houses, and more. Four packs and starter packs are great values and available online at santanita.com/events. The top jockeys, the top trainers, a very special race for a mom and the whole family, plus fantastic entertainment are right here at the great race place, Santa Anita Park.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse, with thrilling thoroughbred racing action and the best of quarter horse racing. Plus night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours, and our $10,000 pick six promo. We'll add $10,000 into the pick six pool on Sunday if there's not a carryover. Our first major futurity of the season is set for Mother's Day, Sunday, May 12th. It's the running of a Grade 2 Robert Adair Kindergarten Futurity, led by fastest qualifier Fear and Fridays, and top contenders My Bud, Cedar Hill, and Zooming On Home. Plus, trainer Jaime Gomez will go after his record ninth kindergarten win with Play Misty and Exploiter. It's the running of the Kindergarten Futurity on Sunday, May 12th. Reserve a table in the beautiful and plush Vessels Club. Call 714-820-2681. And don't forget about Burgard Sports Bar, our newest wagering room with more than 60 HDTVs and a full bar. We're all about the horse players. The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Hi, Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota. Whether you shop online at southbaytoyota.com or in person, we'll make it easy for you to save time and money. South Bay Toyota is located just off the 405 freeway at Western Avenue, where Torrance and Gardena meet. South Bay Toyota.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halualoha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Kimo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleKimo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Kimo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Kimo's, Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
Welcome back. Final segment, Hour 1, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Hey, folks, I worked this past Friday out at Fairplex Park, in the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona. And right after the races, well, maybe not right after the races, I made the short hop over to Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza at the southwest corner of Foothill and D Street, behind In-N-Out Burger, right next to Stater Brothers. And I'm telling you, I ordered a large sausage and black olive. Now, I will allow, I had a couple of beers, got home, and I inhaled that thing. You will not beat the quality, the price, at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. As Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the way, Doug has just one horse in today. Hopefully he's going to make it count. A first-time starter by the name of Ivan the Great, number four in race two, a maiden two-year-old going 4.5 furlongs. Antonio Fresu aboard, Ivan the Great. An Ontario-Canadian bred gets the services of Antonio Fresu. Let's get up to Santa Anita and say hello to Millie Ball on behalf of XBTV. Millie, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
First of all, does Muth win the Preakness?
I think so. He just had a super work the day before yesterday. Both he and Imagination went together. And I wouldn't be surprised if they ran 1-2. I really impressed with Imagination, the fact that he was hanging there well with Moose.
Interesting. Looking forward to that. We've got some short fields today at Santa Anita, but you're going to try and make it work for you with a couple of short price singles in the pick six, Millie.
Yes, I think that Ball Don't Lie in race number four, which is the first leg of the pick six, is an absolute must. He is just so professional. We saw the other day that Mark Glatt ran Yellow Sundra off a maiden victory and won very impressively. So Ball Don't Lie draws well in that 7-furlong Las Barrera. In the 8th race, I thought that there was another single in there, and that to me is Man of Rose for Jeff Mullins. Switching to the dirt, ever since that she's done that, she's just been in a different area code. And then I think our filly should run well. Epion, she's running in the 6th race today, and she's been training super. So if she runs the way she's training, she should be right back.
Okay, that's, you said the 6th race, number 2. How do you pronounce that horse?
Epion.
Epion, and you're giving Diego Herrera a chance to ride back. He was aboard first time out. Then you went to Kazushi Kimura, but back to Diego, and he's riding well, Millie.
Yes. He is, yes. And I just don't think she handled the turf as well as she's been handling the main track.
Okay, 5-2. Hopefully we'll get it on John White's Morning Line. By the way, John got a hold of me early this morning. Musical Rhapsody, winner of the mile and one-half Santa Barbara yesterday, got an 85 buyer. She's not too much in stature, but, boy, she's got a ton of heart and likes to win, huh, Millie?
Doesn't she? What, did Juve Day get an 84.5?
Yeah. I mean, that was close.
Super together, yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
Appreciate it, Millie, very much. Have a great day. Happy Mom's Day. I hope your boys are doing something nice for you.
Hey, when you have two teenagers and you get told you're doing the best job, it's the one day of the year you get to hear that.
I would say so, yeah. Those tumultuous
the
teenage
you're the
years.
Worst mom in the world.
Yeah, here's hoping and praying you get through this stage to the next one. It'll be a lot better.
Yeah.
Millie, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Mike. Bye.
All right, we'll end up with Toby Terrell of Winner's Card. Hey, Toby, good morning. How you doing? And congratulations. A nice winner last week, but the horse got pounded down. But you were certainly you were correct in everything you said about how you thought the horse might perform.
Well, that's the name of the game. We're trying to connect all the dots, so it spells a win, and we'll try to do it again today on Mother's Day. My mom always says, stay in the moment. And if we do that, the horse in the last race, the four-horse special club, should win because Handsome Red, who won yesterday in the first race, was no match for this horse at all. in the last two workouts. So I'm just hoping it's that easy.
Okay. Special club. And I know Craig Lewis is hoping that you're right. He's the trainer, another clubhouse ride winner yesterday of the first race. By the way, your winner last Sunday on air was All That Glory, got hammered down to 3-5. Toby, we'll try and get lucky again with Special Club, 5-2, Juan Hernandez for Craig Lewis in the ninth and final. All the best to you and your family, Toby.
Thanks, Mike.
Folks, stay with us. Got a lot of show straight ahead on this Mother's Day. Brad Free of Daily Racing Form first up. Andy Harrington with National Turf. And Bob Mazursky's back right after Bruce Finkelstein had a huge winner on air. One actually at his best bet option last Sunday. This is Thoroughbred LA.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management. Angels baseball is less than 4 hours away here on Angels Radio, AMA 30, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management.
Hey, everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family-owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24-7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than 3 decades. Call now at 626-448-6455. Mention Thoroughbred LA Radio and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
Fans, today is a great day to come out to Santa Anita Park. We've got live racing, and the feature race today is the Lázaro Barrera Stakes. But today, of course, it's all about Mom. It's Mother's Day. Along with trackside dining and a party in the chandelier room, we will have a very special Mother's Day buffet in our Front Runner restaurant. Treat Mom to a spectacular day of live racing accompanied by delicious food, as the gorgeous vistas of the San Gabriel Mountains will be your backdrop. Our infield will also be jumping as well with our Family Fun Zone, featuring pony rides, carnival games, inflatable bounce houses, and more. Four packs and starter packs are great values and available online at sananita.com/events. The top jockeys, the top trainers, a very special race for a mom and the whole family, plus fantastic entertainment are right here at the great race place, Santa Anita Park.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you.
the rags and sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the rags and sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse, with thrilling thoroughbred racing action and the best of quarter horse racing. Plus night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours, and our $10,000 pick six promo. We'll add $10,000 into the pick six pool on Sunday if there's not a carryover. Our first major futurity of the season is set for Mother's Day, Sunday, May 12th. It's the running of the Grade 2 Robert Adair Kindergarten Futurity, led by fastest qualifier Fear and Fridays, and top contenders My Bud, Cedar Hill, and Zooming On Home. Plus, trainer Jaime Gomez will go after his record ninth kindergarten win with Play Misty and Exploiter. It's the running of the Kindergarten Futurity on Sunday, May 12th. Reserve a table in the beautiful and plush Vessels Club. Call 714-820-2681. And don't forget about Burgard Sports Bar, our newest wagering room with more than 60 HDTVs and a full bar. We're all about the horse players. The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Where the turf meets the surf, where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. You could be flying on an airplane, catching a fast train, or jumping in your car. Come on to Del Mar. Everybody's gonna have a smile on their face, cause somebody's gonna win every single time there's a race. Where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf, where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar.
The Del Mar Ship and Win program is back. Out-of-state horses that come to Del Mar receive a travel stipend and purse bonuses for every start at Del Mar. For details, go to DMTC.com or contact David Jerkins at the Del Mar Racing Office, 858-792-4230. Owners and trainers, maximize your earning potential at Del Mar. Ship and win.
Where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf,
all right now,
down at Old Del Mar.
Nose and Gamely is the winner by a nose rising.
Marquetry has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry, Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Willman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by World Class Racing at Spectacular Santa Anita, now through June 16th. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HaluAlohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By the Ragazin Sheets, get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragazin Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park, great food, great customer service, and free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association, it pays to own and breed in California. By Legacy Ranch, where stands the Red Hot Sire, Clubhouse Ride, and Straight Fire. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. By Endeavor Farm, owned by Mark Sakalakis in Versailles, Kentucky. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Willman.
Thank you, and once again, a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us. 6 days before the Middle Jewel and Racing's Triple Crown, the Preakness Stakes, this coming Saturday. Hey, we got a lot of ground to cover here in hour two. A nine-race card today at Santa Anita. Feature race, the Lazaro Barrera, three-year-olds at 7 furlongs. That goes early as the fourth on a nine-race program. Folks, 5 out of the 9 races today at Santa Anita are on the grass. And joining us right now, a guy who does a daily handicap in daily racing form at Santa Anita, at Del Mar, and also just does a great job day in, day out. He's got a very good story, you know, in advance on the Lazaro Barrera and more. Page 3 of today's daily racing form, Brad Free. Hey, Brad, good morning.
Hey, Mike, good morning, and thank you. Yeah, looking forward to watching Ball Don't Lie this afternoon in the Lazaro Barrera. He's the 4-5 favorite in race 4. Very impressive maiden winner. The only drawback to the race is there's only 4 horses in the field. We like to watch fast horses run, but they're a lot more entertaining to watch run when there's more than one in the race. Not to disparage the other 3 starters, but Baldo Lye is odds on for a reason. He's just the fastest horse, and at least on paper, he's a standout. I wish I could say that he's going to stay in California because Lord knows we need the population, but he's probably headed to New York for his next start.
And that could be the case for, it's unusual, 4-horse field, 2 of them are New York breds, Ball Don't Lie and John Sadler's Topolo, and it looks like, Brad, that both of them might be on the bus to New York next time out.
Yeah, there's a $125,000 stakes race at Saratoga on June 9th that I know that the connections of both horses are considering. Ball Don't Lie is sired by Blaine, but he's a New York bred. Topolo, sired by Tapiture, but he also is a New York bred. The money in New York is fantastic. The opportunities are a lot greater than they are currently in California. So you certainly can't blame the connections of these two good horses for, you know, running today and then maybe taking a look at New York.
And speaking of purses, I noted in hour one, you know, John Lindo and Bob Ike had David Jerkins on yesterday here on Thoroughbred LA. David, along with Tom Robbins, heads up the racing department efforts. They're at Del Mar. They once again got the ship and win situation done, and they've got what's called now a maiden dirt bonus, and you're looking at a purse with everything with the bonuses of $97,000. And as David noted, that's within hailing distance of these unbelievable purses we see, like in Kentucky, maiden allowance $120,000. But Brad, I think people want to stay home. They want to go see their horses train and run. If we can just figure out a way to get these purses up, it would really, really be of great help. That's stating the obvious, but I'm glad to hear that Del Mar's been able to get these things done. You know, that's in combination with the Thoroughbred owners of California, and these ship and win things, they're also applying to Santa Anita. You can run twice at Santa Anita and be eligible at Del Mar, Brad.
Well, Del Mar does a fantastic job recruiting these horses from out of state. And, you know, that's one of the reasons why the summer season is, you know, arguably the highlight of the year in California, leading up to the Breeders' Cup in fall. But Del Mar Ship and Win program is fantastic. Listen, horsemen do want to stay home, you're right, but so do horse players. California horse players, in my opinion, would prefer to bet on the local product.
Yep.
But the problem is, and it's a similar problem for both horsemen and horse players, the availability of the opportunities that are available in locally, at least right now, for horsemen and horse players are minimal. And so you have to look around the country to either ship or make a wager. And I'm glad that Del Mar has reinstituted the Ship and Win program. It should keep a lot of horses home. It should bring some horses from out of state back to California or into California, as opposed to going the other way. Because, Mike, there have been so many good horses that have shipped out because there are no opportunities to run. Here's a good example. Broadway Venus, an impressive 2-year-old cowbred filly who won for Ryan Hansen a week or so ago. She went to the farm because there's no place for her to run until August. Bodacious, a 2-year-old trained by Jorge Parabon. He crushed the other day. He's going to Churchill Downs because there's no stakes race available for him. Anywho, a John Sadler trained filly mare sprinter who looks like she could be very good. She's entered in a two-other van at Churchill Downs next week because there's no two-other van available right here. Vlahos went to the Pat Day Mile. The list goes on and on and on. There are so many opportunities, lucrative opportunities for horsemen outside the local circuit that you have to, they have to take advantage of it. And the same thing applies to horse players as well. It's very difficult to get excited about a card in which, on which three of the nine races, I'm talking about today at Santa Anita, mm-hmm. have favorites that are 4-5 on the morning line. It's just a very difficult, challenging environment right now, but we always have summer at Del Mar to look forward to. And, you know, the field sizes are usually great down there, and it should be a terrific 8 weeks.
And, you know, we mentioned Churchill, but I also noted, maybe you caught it, Brad, in hour one, Churchill's experiencing a little bit of lightness at the entry box as well right now, post-Derby. Their card today is very light early on, Brad, as you've seen. So, you know, it's in particular a huge problem here in California, but inventory a concern around the country. Let's get back to preferences. People, there's more and more and more emphasis on turf racing. Look at what Phil D'Amato's done. Look at how Jeff Mullins has transitioned primarily to turf now. You know, these guys are great trainers. Today, 5 out of the 9 races on grass. That said, I know it has to be a little bit frustrating to Jason Egan, who's director of racing, racing secretary at Santa Anita, and I've never met a harder worker in that role and passionate. And he's doing a great job with what he's got. But I have to believe maybe Jason feels like there's sometimes he's waking up and he's got one arm tied behind his back and he's being asked to go outside and go Duke City. Because, Brad, maybe you can address this. We see a lot of races run out of the turf chute. I personally would like to see a few more down the hillside turf.
Well, the downhill hillside turf course at Santa Anita is one of the most iconic, beautiful, fair race courses in all of North America. We've had 30 turf sprints so far since the meet began, this spring portion of the meet. 25 of them were run on the flat. Only 5 of the 30 have been run down the hill. I'm baffled at why the most beautiful, picturesque race course is not being used more than, you know, 1 out of every 6 turf sprints.
Nothing says Santa Anita any louder than the hillside turf. You talk to our players. You talk to our players, Brad. They want to play those races. They want them.
Yeah, of course they do. And it's the only course that I know of where you can bring together 2 separate divisions, milers and sprinters, and neither one has a significant advantage. It is fair. You can win on the lead. You can come from behind. Maybe there's not enough interest among horsemen. I don't know, but that just it strikes me as quite strange. The first 2 turf sprints down the hill, Mike, I should bring this up, had 4 horses and 5 horses. So the first 2 turf sprints down the hill, this meet, small fields.
Very disappointing.
I'd like to see it used more often.
Yeah. Well, listen, we're going to introduce a little bit of levity to the situation right now, Brad. I don't know if you heard in hour one, but courtesy of the Kentucky HBPA, they caught up with the coach, Dwayne Lucas, shortly after his Seize the Gray, owned by My Racehorse, took the Derby Day Grade 2 Pat Mile under a young rider named Jamie Torres, and Dwayne addressed the jockey situation.
Like that. He got an ass chewing the other day from me, so he got back in my good graces.
Brad, even in his late 80s, he can still dish out a little heat, no doubt about it.
When Dwayne Lucas was stabled in California, there was more than one occasion where I was on the receiving end of exactly what Lucas was talking about with the jockey Torres. Lucas doesn't pull any punches. You always knew where you stood with him, and I can certainly sympathize with Torres because Lucas will let you have it if he feels that, you know, you wrote something wrong or rode poorly in a particular race. I love it. I love guys who, you know, have no filter in this PC era. It's nice
exactly.
that people can stand up and say what's on their mind.
Hey, Brad, he's not without fault. He's human. But I always found with D-Wayne, he'd get upset. And he'd tie into you. But he got over it. He was fair.
Absolutely.
That was my I tell you what, I got one good ass chewing from him. I was doing a voiceover for a little segment on the Budweiser Thoroughbred Digest, used to air Thursday nights on ESPN. Chris Lincoln hosted it. And a client of his had just bought a, well, I'm trying to think, it might have been MC Hammer, bought a gray horse by Relaunch by the name of Media Plant. And I voiced it and I said that something about, they're hoping that the addition of Media Plan will boost what appears to be a sagging Derby situation at Team Lucas. Well, I really didn't think that much of it. He was like out of three-year-olds at that time. They came up with this horse. Oh, my God. That it was like 2 days later. Hey, I didn't hear it, but I've had some people tell me. And, oh, man. But that was the end of it. Really?
No, that was the end of it. I recall it was 30 years ago, 1994 at Del Mar, when Timber Country won the Grade 3 Balboa by a neck. It was not an impressive win. I wrote the recap, and I was not all that complimentary about his performance, even though he got there first to the wire in the Grade 3 Balboa. Lucas let me have it the next day. You don't know what you're talking about. This horse, he wants to go longer. He wants this and that. You know, and I took it. He had a right to, you know, express his opinion. Turns out that Lucas, as often the case, was right, because Timber Country went on to become a terrific two-turn horse. But like you said, he'll let you have it. And the next day, it would almost be like nothing happened. You know,
yeah.
And I like that. A guy who can... Yeah. Tell you what's on his mind. He doesn't hold any grudges.
No question.
And it's onward to the next story.
Yeah. And I tell you what, he proved to be, there was a pretty good tag team situation with him and the late Gene Klein. I wasn't there, but I was told they ran into a guy by the name of Phil Norman. You might remember Phil. Brad,
sure.
He used to write for one of those, was it the Union or the Tribune back there? You know, this is like the late 80s. And they were at a restaurant, and Phil happened to be there, and I don't know if Phil had some people with him, but Wayne took a back seat, and Gene led the charge. Are you that schmuck that writes for that paper? Oh, God. He just tore into him, man. Hey, anyway, Brad, let's talk Preakness real quick.
Sure.
What about Muth and the Baffert situation?
Well, first of all, I'm glad Muth is in the field, and I'm glad Mr. Dan is in the field as well. And after getting Burns, you know, in the Kentucky Derby, taking the favorite, I want to go against Muth just because I still have the Derby, aftertaste with Fierceness running up the track. The more you look at the Preakness field, I just don't see Muth has to be the most probable winner of the race. He's fresh. He has tactical speed. His numbers are going up. He's been one of the leaders of his division since last year. He won the American Thoroughbred, finished second in the Breeders' Cup. He's raced three times in grade ones around two turns, two wins and a runner-up finish in the Breeders' Cup. He's training well. He's going to get – there's only two speed horses that I'm aware of in the field, Muth and his stablemate, Imagination. Muth is going to be very tough to beat. I guess the question is how short of a price will he be? Because it's not a creative opinion, but it's an obvious logical conclusion. It may be the fact that Muth is going to be heavily favored opens up the rest of the race for a potential bomb. You mentioned Lucas. I thought Just Steele had an outside chance in the Kentucky Derby. He was close to the hot pace. He backed up. He finished 17th. What's Lucas doing? He's wheeling him right back 2 weeks later in a race that probably is going to unfold at a little bit softer clip than the Kentucky Derby. Just Steele's getting the jockey change to Joel Rosario. And I'm probably going to end up, you know, throwing away a couple bucks on the long shot. But looking at the Preakness field, Muth is going to have the jump on Mystic Dan. Muth has had 6 weeks between starts, Mystic Dan two. I think that the Preakness is Muth's to win or lose. I'll be very curious to see what happens at the post draw tomorrow.
Good stuff, Brad. How about a best bet for radio today on the 9 race card at Santa Anita?
Yeah, there's a lot of favorites on the card, so I'm going to go with a little bit of a price. In race number 7, it's a one-mile grass race, 32 claiming fillies and mares. And I think that number 1, Indy Star, is the type of mare that could possibly slip through the cracks. She hasn't raced on grass in more than a year, but her numbers that she earned at that, this is at, back at Turf Paradise in 2023, are comparable to the rest of the field. And I just don't trust the favorite in this race. It's Freedom Last. You know, she's the current now filly or mare. She's a 7-year-old mare. She promises more than she's delivered. She started as the favorite 5 times in her career. She's never finished higher than 3rd. I think that Indy Star, with a pace-pressing trip under Mike Smith, she has a prep race under her belt, a route prep under her belt, going dirt to turf. Facing a relatively suspect group, I think Indy Star, number 1 at odds of 5-1 in race number 7, is worth a gamble.
Big Money Mike Smith and Leonard Pell. Brad, thank you so much for the time. All the best.
Talk to you soon, Mike.
You bet. And let's get up to Santa Anita right now. Say hello to Andy Harrington on behalf of NationalTurf.com. Andy, good morning. What's going on?
Nothing. Everything is normal Sunday. Everything's good.
Give us a quick Preakness update, if you don't mind, courtesy of the stopwatch.
Booth and Imagination worked out together. Mooth was down inside. You know, it's always hard to read Mooth because he doesn't really put out 110% in the morning. He does exactly what he needs to do. Imagination, I thought, was slightly better than him. So that might be an indication that Imagination's getting better. I mean, obviously, as Brad Freed just mentioned, Mooth is going to be an overwhelming choice and probably be an underlay. So, I mean, I was sort of thinking Imagination is slowly getting better, that maybe he can get in front of Mooth in the afternoon. We will see. They've never faced each other. Mm-hmm. So it will be interesting to see what happens in the afternoon. Because, like I said, I do think Imagination is going awfully well, and the draw will be important, and the pace scenario will be important. So we'll see. But there's not that much difference between the two horses, to be honest with you.
Okay, let's bring it to today and see if you've got an opinion we can cash on this afternoon.
Yeah, well, I wasn't real smart enough to find any prices in what looks like a kind of a chalky card. But I went. We're going to go to the 2-year-old race, the second race on the card. And if you go to the number 2 horse in here from the Val Brinkerhoff barn, Soy Nagurin, I really like the way this colt finishes in all the drills. They lay this horse at 5-2. The connections will probably, you'll get all of that. Abdul Al-Sadar has been working the horse in the morning. The horse always finishes out well. Looks like he wants to do more. They're going to, obviously, the 6-5 favorite on the outside, the Luis Mendez Timpty, will get all the action. The horse has got a ton of speed. I'm hoping he's come more of a 4-furlong horse, and maybe we can catch this horse in the last furlong. So I was going to go with the 2 in here, Soy Nagurin in the second race for the Val Brinkerhoff barn. One of my favorite barns, by the way.
Yeah.
I like these guys. I like these guys. You know, they don't have the double A stars, but you know, they show up every day and they fill the cards and they've been around for a while, and it's tough you know, for a lower level barn like he is. So you know, I'll be rooting for him besides.
Yeah, Val and his wife Kelly, I know they work very hard. They've got Abdul Al-Sagor, a licensed pilot, aboard number 2 Soy Nagurin. Tell us about nationalturf.com and how folks can get signed up, what you offer there.
Just a workout report for the card with grades, good, bad, and in between. And for $10.95, you get the whole card and give you a little scattered report and for some information that may not show up in the racing form. So nationalturf.com, it's right there and pretty easy to access.
Okay, thank you so much, Andy. All the best to you, and have a great day with the family.
All right, take care.
All right, before we step aside, folks, you might be looking for a new vehicle on this Mother's Day weekend. If you are, really, get into David Wilson's Toyota of Orange. How about South Bay Toyota or David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange? If you get into Toyota of Orange, say hello to Robert Householder. They have got special low-interest Toyota financing right now on Camrys, RAV4s, Tacoma and Tundra trucks, 4Runners, hybrids, EVs, you name it. you'll never beat the follow-up, the customer service, the customer experience that you're going to get from the Wilson Automotive Group. Get into David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, or Villa Ford of Orange if you're looking for that brand-new Ford F-150 and so much more. David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, every single commodity there at the Wilson Automotive Group, great supporters of horse racing and of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Going to take quick time out. We're coming back strong. Bruce Finkelstein with an $84 winner last week for his clients at Santa Anita. Bob Mazursky's back in the fold. Toby Callett from South Florida. Take two with Jonathan Hardoon on the horizon. Stay with us. This is Thoroughbred LA.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's You'll be glad you did.
Welcome back. Hour 2, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Folks, first post time today, 9 race card at Santa Anita is at 1 p.m., and we are, as you've heard, just 6 days in front of the middle jewel in racing's Triple Crown, the Preakness Stakes. Let's get up to Las Vegas, check in with Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of BetOnBruce.com. Hi, Bruce. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike. Happy Mother's Day out there. How's it going?
Well, same to Faith and your whole family. Hope you have a great day up there. In Vegas, I mentioned a couple of times your best bets option last Sunday. Boy, you hit it out of the park with the Rabbi, 84.40. That $1 pick three came back $280 on a $16 ticket. Well done, Bruce.
Thank you. And I said my baruchas after the race was over, to be sure. After kind of a tough, bad beat Saturday at the Derby. So, you know, you wipe the blood. That's what's so great about this game, Mike. There's always opportunities tomorrow, right? And we cash a nice ticket.
That said, the main event was the last race yesterday. I wish they'd move first post time up to 11 a.m. today at Santa Anita, because I experienced a tough beat with Duvet Day. Ooh. At 5-2. Got beat by Musical Rhapsody and Nose. Watching the race live, thought I won it. That doesn't mean anything. It was obviously close, and it was too close.
I think it fooled Frank Miramonte. It fooled me. I thought Duvet Day won, got there first, but, I guess the cameras don't lie.
Yeah, and again, you know, in talking to Frank, on the grass, when it's so, so close, it's tough to take a stand. It is. You got to kind of middle it.
Yeah, and that shutter cam usually gets you. You know, that is a great – I wish all the racetracks had that, Mike, that slow shutter cam, because more than 99% of the time you can tell who won on the shutter cam, because sometimes your eyes lie when you see it live the first time.
Well, and maybe your eyes and heart a little bit too if you got enough money bet. You know, that's been known to happen. Hey, anyway, Bruce, tell us what's up at BetOnBruce.com leading into the Preakness.
So, we'll have the Preakness card for Saturday up by Friday evening, probably by 6 o'clock. Should be a nice undercard that day. Today we have, best the normal stuff, a full card at Santa Anita with late races from Churchill, and we have some late races from Golden Gate. So check us out today and next week.
Okay, let's go to Golden Gate. 8 of them today. They get underway at 1:45 Pacific, Bruce.
Let's go to the 7th race, Mike. This is a nice race. It's a 10-horse field. It's a starter allowance race for some lower-level allowance horses, but some hard-knocking veterans. It's nice to see sometimes that these horses are protected. They get to run a freebie, basically. They can't be claimed. And I'm picking a relatively young horse in this race that I think is figuring things out, and that's the 3 Strait of Georgia. Last time out, this horse broke my heart. I had the second-place finisher by the name of Rich Gold. Mike, this horse was dead game. He laid second all the way around the track behind a horse called Polacco, went after the leader. The horse that I mentioned, Rich Gold, had all the momentum. They were dead even. I thought, okay, I've got the win here. This horse rebroke and just would not let Rich Gold by. Super game performance. Here's the good news today. This horse is it can be a front runner at times. There's only one other horse with speed who's drawn way on the outside, coming off a 10-month layoff, who's a little bit dicey here. So Strait of Georgia could make the lead here, possibly by himself, to lay second. Here's the other bit of good news. He is a 2-time winner over this grass course. That was on synthetic. This is on grass. I think there's a 4-year-old on the upswing for Blaine Wright, who have made a very timely claim. So in race number 7, let's go with the 3 Strait of Georgia at 8-1 on the morning line.
Okay, interesting. Strait of Georgia, and that's going to be the 7th at Golden Gate Fields, the 3 Strait of Georgia. And post time set for race 7 today at Golden Gate, 5:06 Pacific. Again, we got some shorter fields we're dealing with today at Santa Anita, but as noted, we're not the only ones. Churchill's very light on the front end, but that said, have you been able to isolate some value on the 9 race card?
Yeah, I'm gonna go the horse that also came off a win here at Santa Anita, Mike. Let's go to the 5th race, 6 furlongs on the grass. I was especially impressed with the 5-horse grazed cowbred allowance win. it doesn't say in the form so much, but he had some trouble at the break. He kind of took an awkward step. One of the favorites kind of came over on him, and he was further back than he likes to be. It is a horse that likes to be relatively close and stalk, but he was almost dead last. He ended up catching a horse that wasn't the front runner, a horse by the name of McGregor Lake, who was sitting off a fast pace. So he caught the closer. You can catch the quitting speed. I give him extra credit for that. With a better break today, Mike, I think this horse can be very close in a paceless race. He does all of his best running right here at Santa Anita. All four lifetime wins are on this turf course. With, like I said, a better start, I think he runs even better today. So race five, let's go with the five grazed listed at 4-1 on the morning line.
And post time for that 3:12 Pacific. Tell us about the website again, betonbruce.com.
Full card analysis, Santa Anita, late races, Churchill. We also have late races today at Golden Gate if you're interested in the Golden Hour wagers. Also, we have audio on the best bets at Santa Anita and the full card at Santa Anita.
See if we can follow up on the rabbi on your best bets option last Sunday at 84-40. A tough assignment, no question. Thanks so much, Bruce.
Take care, Mike. Again, happy Mother's Day.
Likewise. And listen, folks, on this Mother's Day, a lot of people having family over. Invariably, that's when stuff seems to go wrong. If you know, if you had kids, you got to have a visit to the emergency room, so on and so forth, or plumbing concerns. If you've got any trouble this morning, you're having people over, you will never regret calling my good friends at Western Rooter, family-owned for more than four decades now. Just go to their website. I keep saying this. That's about all you need to know about Western Rooter. They've got over 400 five-star reviews. There's a reason for it. They got the best personnel, and they follow up. They stand by their product. And if you mention Thoroughbred Los Angeles, you'll get 10% knocked off your total invoice. Commercial, residential, check out westernrooter.com, and they'll handle any plumbing concerns you've got at this time. Or you can give them a call. They'll answer 626-448-6455. Western Rooter, the best in the West, and all the best to their ownership group, Larry and John Batala, along with Mike Glenn. Let's get back to the phone. Say hello to Bob Mazursky. He took last weekend off. We've got him today. Hey, Bob, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good to have you back with us. How's it going?
Everything's good.
Yeah.
Everything's good. Looking forward to Mother's Day. Wishing my wife, Amy, a happy Mother's Day, and my daughter, Stephanie.
Yeah, it's a special day. Remember all the Mother's Days we spent at Hollywood Park, Bob?
No, absolutely. A lot of them over the years. Many, many, many.
Yeah, and a lot of happy people. I really do remember that. You know, the sight lines over there were awesome. And that turf club would fill up, and just a lot of good times. Hoping for more of the same today at Santa Anita. First of all, I want to get your take on the Derby result, the stretch run, the no inquiry, and how everything shakes out in your view with a guy named Baffert coming in with a couple of fresh shooters in Imagination and Muth for the Preakness in 6 days, Bob.
Well, I mean, obviously it was surprising there wasn't an inquiry. I mean, I like Sierra Leone in the race, and at the top of the stretch, I thought he would win. I think I still, to this day, will always believe he would have won clear if he hadn't lugged in through every stretch, but that's something he's been doing. He was leaning in the whole way, and I think if he runs straight, he wins clear. But he didn't, and I was surprised they didn't look at it. And I think on a normal race day, a Thursday afternoon, a second race on a Thursday afternoon, he probably would have come down. But, you know, they left it alone. But I still thought on his best day, I think he's better than those horses that he lost to in the Derby. But, you know, that's moot now. And as far as Muth goes, I think if he runs back to his race in Arkansas, he'll be very tough to beat. You know, he's, as Brad Free said earlier, he's fresh. And if he runs his best race, he'll be very tough to deal with.
So many different ways to look at the Preakness. And, you know, you think of fresh horses, and who wouldn't like that in any context? But how many times did Mr. Baffert wheel a Derby winner back and take the Preakness? What did he win, six of them, Bob?
Yep, you know, it happens very often. And, you know, just a different game now. People don't want to come back in 2 weeks. I know, you know, Kenny McPeak has decided to bring Mystic Dan back, which is great. You know, you like having the Derby winner and the Preakness to set up a possible Triple Crown run. And, you know, like you said, Baffert did it many times. Doug O'Neill, of course, did it with his two and, you know, went into the Belmont with a chance to win the Triple Crown. So, yeah, I'm glad that the Derby winner's in there.
Okay, five out of the nine races today at Santa Anita, as you know, on the grass. We've got nine. We get underway at 1 o'clock. What do you want to do for radio?
Well, I'm going to go to one of the dirt races, the eighth, and take a horse to maybe spring a mild upset. That's number three, Lovesick Blues. I think the race might set up well for him. I think he's a better horse on dirt than he is on grass, although he's won on grass. I think he might get the right trip in here from just off the pace. So number three, Lovesick Blues in race eight.
Okay, great. I'm going to digress just for a moment. Your arch rival, the Chicago Bears, folks, Bob Mazursky, a huge Green Bay Packers fan going way back. They've already announced the guy hasn't taken a snap in practice. Caleb Williams out of USC is their starter. What do you make of that move, Bob?
Well, I totally get it. I mean, they've been talking about, you know, ever since they made the trade last year with Carolina to get the number one pick this year, they've talked about drafting him, so not a surprise at all. You know, they traded their starter from last year, Justin Fields, so, yeah, it's not a shock to me. I don't know why they bothered to announce it. Everybody knew it was going to be that he was going to be the guy, barring injury in training camp. So, yeah, they should be an improved team, but they're still the Bears, so we'll see what happens.
Well stated, Bob. Thank you so much, and we'll try and get lucky with Lovesick Blues in today's eighth race, and all the best to Amy and the Total Bob M family. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Mike. Take care.
All right, we'll take a quick timeout, and then we're heading to South Florida. Not a bad place to go this time of the year. Say hello to Toby Callett on behalf of TobyCallett.com, and then take two with Jonathan Hardoon of the Rags and Sheets from upstate New York to close it out. Stay with us.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Fans, today is a great day to come out to Santa Anita Park. We've got live racing, and the feature race today is the Lázaro Barrera Stakes. But today, of course, it's all about Mom. It's Mother's Day. Along with trackside dining and a party in the chandelier room, we will have a very special Mother's Day buffet in our Front Runner restaurant. Treat Mom to a spectacular day of live racing accompanied by delicious food, as the gorgeous vistas of the San Gabriel Mountains will be your backdrop. Our infield will also be jumping as well with our Family Fun Zone, featuring pony rides, carnival games, inflatable bounce houses, and more. Four packs and starter packs are great values and available online at santanita.com/events. The top jockeys, the top trainers, a very special race for Mom and the whole family, plus fantastic entertainment, are right here at the great race place, Santa Anita Park.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse, with thrilling thoroughbred racing action and the best of quarter horse racing. Plus night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours and our $10,000 pick six promo. We'll add $10,000 into the pick six pool on Sunday if there's not a carryover. Our first major futurity of the season is set for Mother's Day, Sunday, May 12th. It's the running of a Grade 2 Robert Adair Kindergarten Futurity. led by fastest qualifier Fear and Fridays, and top contenders My Bud, Cedar Hill, and Zoomin' On Home. Plus, trainer Jaime Gomez will go after his record ninth kindergarten win with Play Misty and Exploiter. It's the running of the Kindergarten Futurity on Sunday, May 12th. Reserve a table in the beautiful and plush Vessels Club. Call 714-820-2681. And don't forget about Burgard Sports Bar, our newest wagering room with more than 60 HDTVs and a full bar. We're all about the horse players. The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse.
From Golden Gate to Santa Anita to Del Mar, and everywhere racing is conducted in California, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. Bet on experience. BetOnBruce.com.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
Welcome back. Final segment, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Hey, folks, hate to end on a somber note, but I spoke with trainer Craig Lewis this morning up at Santa Anita. Craig, still in a bit of shock. I don't know how many people know, but his brother, Larry Lewis, for whom the top three-year-old winner of the 1995 Santa Anita Derby, Larry the Legend, was named, Craig Lewis's brother, Larry, managed back-to-back Little League World Series champions back in 1992 and 93. A kid by the name of Sean Burroughs pitched back-to-back no-hitters, 92 and 93, went on to a seven-year Major League Baseball career, and, of course, the son of Jeff Burroughs, two-time All-Star, 1974 American League MVP with the Texas Rangers, incredible baseball family. Sean Burroughs, at age 43, after he dropped his son off for a Little League game this past Thursday in Long Beach, was found dead of a heart attack by his father next to his vehicle. I talked to Craig, and he said that Jeff and Sean were at Del Mar every week this past summer, and they spent a lot of time in Craig's box. This is just beyond heartbreaking, and our thoughts, prayers, condolences go out to Jeff Burroughs, Sean's mother, the entire family. Just beyond tragic at age 43, and apparently Larry Lewis was there at the game with Jeff, and they were looking for Sean, and Jeff went out and found his son. You can just imagine the tragedy. I can't imagine it. Anyway, our best to the family. Let's move on. We get to South Florida and say hello to Toby Callett. Toby, good morning. How are you?
Just let you know how precious life is, Mike, you know.
And what the important things in life are. That's it.
Indeed. Yeah. And, you know, speaking of that, let me get on the soapbox just for a moment. You mentioned maximum security earlier on when you were talking about this year's non-inquiry. If you do remember the maximum security race, there's nothing that went on with the stewards until Bill Mott grabbed Flavian Pratt and said, hey, you know, War of Will brushed us. Why don't you claim foul? War of Will, Long Range Toddy, and Bodie Express, they were emulsified in that race. all of those riders, Tyler Gaffalone and Royal Well, John Court, Chris Landeros, they all speak English. So I don't think it has anything to do with the Japanese rider and what command of English that he had or not. But the thing that bothers me is then you call Tyler Gaffalone in and you have an issue. Maybe we as the public should call the stewards in there and voice our issue. You know it didn't affect me. My runners in that race were nowhere close to the wire until nearly when they ran the following race. So this is not me complaining about money taken from me, but you know, you've got Heisa looking at nanograms and overage of Lysvitz and things like that. How about Heisa gets involved in making some decisions that affect the people that help drive the game? That's the owners and, of course, the bettors. They talk about all the money they handled in the race. Well, how about if everybody just decided we're going to bet sports instead of horse racing? What are we going to do? And what will these racetracks do? So I think it's about time that with these focal races that they quit embarrassing themselves and literally take money out of the pockets of the people that are helping to drive the game. I'm done.
Well, and I basically am too, but I want to add just one thing. I read a couple of days ago that the Churchill Downs stewards were unavailable following the Derby. I think that's unconscionable. Look, this is a new age. You've got to have the stewards available if something controversial has happened and address it. People might not like it, but it's got to be addressed instead of a statement the following day. That doesn't cut it anymore. Anyway, let's get to it, Toby. Who okay. do you like down there at Gulfstream Park? And, boy, it looks like you got a ton of horses running today there in South Florida.
It's a good card. Yesterday's card was a good gambling card. I know races 7 and 9 are part of the Coast to Coast. So those of you that have handicapped races 7 and 9 at Gulfstream, I'll give you a chance to make a late pick 3 at Gulfstream if you'd like. Because in the 8th race today, I really like the 7. Her name is Mama Maria. And then I realized, oh, it's Mother's Day. So there you go. It's a double push. Behind her, we're looking at the 5, Olga, just in case your mom's name might have been Olga. The 3, Upamina, and the 1, Miss Ukrainia. 7, 5, 3, 1. Run to the windows and get the money in race 8 at Gulfstream Park.
Okay, and the 8th at Gulfstream scheduled to go 4:48 Eastern. And a word about TobyCallett.com as we head into the Preakness.
Well, all you're going to get is the race itself if you buy my Gulfstream sheet that day. For the Preakness and the Belmont, I only do the race itself, and I believe starting next year it's going to be that way for Oaks and Derby. Let's not kid ourselves. I know what I'm doing down here. I don't have a clue in Louisville, and I think my days are done with trying to guess and embarrass myself. Undercard races, I do fine. When you get to the Derby, I might have the worst track record of any public handicapper in the history of the earth, and I know it, and I'm good with that. I can sleep well at night.
Toby Callett, he's ever up front. Thanks so much, Toby, and good luck. Happy Mother's Day to the family.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Appreciate it, and we'll end up take two with Jonathan Hardoon from Saratoga Springs. Hey, John, what's going on?
Mike, did I hear you right? The stewards weren't available?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand you.
Did I hear you right? Did you tell Toby that the stewards were unavailable at Churchill after the race?
That's what I read, yeah.
What is their job?
I understand.
On the biggest race of the year?
No, you can't have that. And like I say, even if you don't like what they're saying, you know, they've got to be available. That's my opinion, you know.
Total transparency is what keeps this game hopefully alive. I mean, that's a disgrace. Heads yeah. should really roll for that, but who are we? Anyway, Mike, let's look at San Anita's 7th race today. Pretty hard to find any value on this card, to be totally honest with you, but I do like the number one horse in here, Indy Star. 5-year-old mare from the Leonard Powell barn goes back on the grass today. Right, a switch to Mike Smith. I just think this horse is going to work out a good trip from the inside. She's going to sit right behind the speed and get first run. She's listed at 5-1 on the morning line. I like number one, Indy Star, to upset and win today's 7th race out of San Anita.
Okay, Mike Smith and Leonard Powell teaming up. You and Brad Free on the same page here. Tell us about JONHARDOON.com.
Three best plays, $10, four card, $25. Today we have Aqueduct, We have Santa Anita, and we have Churchill selections.
John, the Angels put it, it's been a tough, tough go. They put it all together last night against a decent ball club, the Kansas City Royals, put some runs on the board, good pitching. They tee off today at 107 here at the Big A. I know you're a big Dodger fan. I got to ask you, though, being back east, that's a little bit rough, isn't it? You're not staying up for those games, are you?
I watch them in the morning, believe it or not.
Right.
I have them all CBR'd, and I zoom through the commercials. And
yeah.
Listen, I got to tell you, you guys watch Shohei Ohtani for all these years, and unless you watch him every day, you really can't appreciate how great a player he is.
I'll just say this. We don't have much time. What about his plate coverage, John? We know he's got the power. He can be fooled out on his front foot, and he finds a way to keep his hands back. He throws the barrel of the bat at the ball. He goes oppo. Maybe it's a humpback liner, but he's on base, man.
It's amazing, and I can't wait till he starts pitching because it's only going to get that much better.
Yeah. Hey, John, thank you so much, and we'll try and get it done with Indy Star, number one in race seven. All the best to the Hardoon family. Happy Mother's Day, pal.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
And happy day to all the mothers out there listening. Thank you so much for being there for all of us. Hope you enjoyed the show. Thanks to our sponsors. My sincere thanks to Jake Rich, making things happen here at the Big A in Anaheim. My name's Mike Willman. So long. We'll talk to you next week.
You've been listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, brought to you by Little Joe's Fresh Mex and the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia. Great food and ice-cold beer 7 days a week.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management. Angels baseball is less than 3 hours away here on Angels Radio, AMA 30, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
Today, coverage starts at 3 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ABC. The Knicks hold a 2-1 series lead, but once again, they will not have OG Anunoby. He's still out with a left hamstring strain. For the Pacers,